Well, there was some better news out of Sydney today with a drop in daily COVID cases to 65, but the Premier is warning that figure will likely rise again tomorrow because of an increase in the number of cases infectious while in the community. Still, Gladys Berejiklian says the lockdown has stabilised the number of daily cases and that green shoots are starting to show. There is, though, ongoing confusion over the definition of an essential worker. Resentment, 5 million people strong, appears to be growing. David Lipson reports.
Do you think that is appropriate?
Sorry, one question at a time. I'll get to all of them. It's not really nice being shouted at, can I say?
At the Premier's daily news conference, frustration is growing, as it is no doubt across Greater Sydney, with the reality of a long-term lockdown starting to bite.
What health advice are you getting about the likelihood of opening up on July 3rd?
The same health advice we provided yesterday and the day before, and I will ask Dr. Chant.
Do you expect to be opening up on July 3rd?
I will ask Dr. Chant to... I wish I had a crystal ball.
With 73 COVID patients now in hospital, the health system is being squeezed. Liverpool Hospital in Sydney's southwest postponed all non-urgent surgery after a patient believed to have been pregnant tested positive to COVID. At Westmead Hospital in Sydney's west, a fully vaccinated nurse working in a COVID ward also tested positive, and a suspected case at a cancer treatment facility near RPA Hospital is also under investigation. The good news is the headline figure of 65 cases of community transmission.
That's a welcome drop on yesterday's numbers, but it comes with a warning in that 28 of those cases were infectious in the community.
And that's the bad news. The critical number that the Premier says must get close to zero is higher today than it was yesterday, so the government expects to see an increased caseload tomorrow.
Whilst the case numbers are bouncing around, we are seeing a stabilisation. They are not growing exponentially. That tells us that the settings we have in place are having an impact. So my strongest message to everybody is keep doing what you are doing. Keep sticking to the rules because we are seeing the impact of that. But the next challenge for us is to see a drop in the numbers.
The question for a city in lockdown and a government that has thus far resisted calls to clamp down much harder is how to bring those numbers down. The Premier's answer: reduce mobility.
Every time you set foot outside your house, you need to ask yourself, do I need to be doing this? And you have to plan your journey, make sure you have as little interaction with anybody as possible, and make sure you follow the health rules at all times.
The health rules around what constitutes an essential worker remain somewhat slippery. This week, the government encouraged workers to speak to their bosses if they don't think they should be showing up.
Well, retail workers are pretty stressed at the moment.
Bernie Smith is the New South Wales Secretary of the SDA, the union which represents retail workers.
You know, 58% of close contact sites in the last 48 hours were in shops or shopping centres. 88% of casual contact sites the last 48 hours have been in shops or shopping centres. So if retail workers aren't needed there, they don't really want to be there, but they don't get to make that decision for themselves. So they need clarity. If they have to keep turning up to work, they need access to vaccines. And if they're not required at work, they need a clear statement from people in authority, because a retail worker doesn't get to make that call themselves.
Today, Health Minister Brad Hazzard had a message for their bosses too.
I'm going to emphasise to the employers throughout New South Wales, we're all in this together. Please understand there actually is a health order requiring you to allow your workers to work from home unless they really can't. But it's not really the order, is it, in the end? It's what we can all do. So I just ask the employers to think about that one.
But unions claim it's not just employees in retail being ordered to work.
Yeah, the reports we're getting are mainly from the private sector administration employers.
Robert Potter is National Secretary of the Australian Workers' Union.
Effectively being misinformed, and that they are being told by, I think, disingenuous bosses that they need to attend the office.
How widespread is it?
Look, we hope that it is just a smattering. However, you know, good employers, they know what to do. It's unfortunately the bad employers that often don't give the flexibilities for workers to adhere to the health advice.
Robert Potter from the Australian Workers' Union speaking with David Lipson.